it is great enough that I feel like God really does have, you know, a voice in this, and that he shows us these different things when we're ready at different times. Okay, so sometimes it may be 45 before somebody gets like an awakening or something like that, or they see something that we noticed since we were 15. You know what I'm saying? Right. It's just that's dependent on who you're around, what environment you're in, what you choose to do with your time, what you're passionate about, and all those things change. And that's what makes your, you know, your experiences and your perspectives change as well.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Crooked Sticks, the community of conversation where we encourage you in your faith. Y'all, welcome back to the podcast. I'm so excited. This is part two of our last episode, but this focus is a little bit different, a little bit segmented, so I decided to split it up into two separate parts. Again, I am your host, Gabriel Brown. Y'all, have a blessed one. Enjoy this episode, and I will see y'all in the show. Let's do this.
I don't know if this is kind of a broad question. I wouldn't say it's towards either one of you, but just like, what do you guys think about paths in lives? Like, obviously, we all have our own paths in every, literally every aspect of life, but like, there's something to be said about changing them, I think. Like, I've always had that problem. Because, like, I still don't know what I'm doing. And I'm, like, almost done with community college. I've switched my major four times in the last 2 years. Which is just, like, to me, that feels like my path is all over the place. So, I don't know. Do you guys feel like paths always have to go in one direction, or...
I believe that everything happens for a reason.
You think stuff is just going to bounce around, turn around?
Here's the thing. I've been, throughout high school and throughout my time as a kid, I tried to be extremely, extremely logical. And just like, I would try to make extreme logical decisions all the time, which seems logical, right? Lack of better term.
Hopefully.
And it seems smart, but it's like, you can do all this logical things, but... if you're not speaking from your heart, if you're not connected to what you actually want as well, and if you're not making decisions that you actually want to do, what are you doing it for, man? Like, so I learned that in college. Like, I was just going to follow my heart. So my heart took me to sports. I knew that I wanted to work in sports. I knew that I always loved sports. So I basically did everything in my power to learn as much about the sports industry that I wanted to. And then I figured out, hey, you know, sports broadcasting, that seems really cool, but it seems like a lot of work and it's a very competitive field. Why don't we try sport management or something like that? Still equally as competitive, but there's so many different sectors that I could potentially see myself in that I would feel good because, you know, it's not like I have one option here. It's like I know that I want to do sports, but there's so many different, like, departments that I could potentially see myself in. So, like, I was just trying on those different shoes, and I was like, okay, here's what we're going to do, and we're just going to commit to it and see what happens. I gave it, like, the first 4 months of being, like, a sport management major. I was like, okay, like, that overall, that was great. Let's continue with it. We'll run with it and see what happens, man. And, you know, I mean, that's more of like a professional answer about like my path, but I've never been afraid to try something new. Like, it's just like, why not, man? Like, this is going to sound funny, but like, you know, Gary Vee? Yeah. Like, he talks a lot about just like, this is your time to try things in a non-stressful way. Because like you're at that age where it's socially acceptable to try a bunch of different things, and you're going to be just fine if you try a bunch of different things at this point in your life. Like, you're not too late. You know, there's obviously people that are going to be ahead of you, but you still have time to catch up to them,
right?
No matter what you want to do. So with that, and you know, just thankfully my mom put me in a great university. My mom and my dad. I don't know why I said my mom, but shout out Bernie. anyways,
not Sanders.
Shout out the Tuttle.
Not Bernie Sanders. Well, I like Bernie.
I had to say that for the one time.
You know, them putting me in this university where, you know, High Point's graded a bunch of different things. You know, I could delve into, you know, sales a little bit. You know, that's something I didn't know I wanted to do. And then I just tried it. I was like, you know, it's not something directly I want to do, but I can incorporate this into what my overall goal for myself is in like 10, 15 years. And I was like, okay, we'll go with it. We'll try it. So I don't think I would have chosen sport management and sales if I was trying to think with my head, because if I thought with my head, like, you know, I'd just be a sports broadcaster someday. I'll be on the big TVs, a Stephen B. Smith out here. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll be there. I'll be everybody's number one guy. And, like, that's just unrealistic, first off. And second off, it's like, I don't know if that was really something I wanted to do. Like, that was something my parents kind of pressured me into as well. So I was like, I got to find out what the hell I want to actually do. And that only starts from within and just thinking and reflecting and writing notes, whatever. But
yeah,
that was long-winded. I apologize. But
it's a good story.
Personally speaking, though, it's like it's kind of the same way. You know, I try to surround myself with people that I think alike to me. I don't like people that, you know, don't take themselves seriously or lack confidence. All of my friends are, you know, they know that they're good at something, and that's what I really like. And if I can surround myself with people that I can learn from every day, then I'm doing it right. And people that I can get along with regularly won't give me a hard time about stuff, but keep me in check. That's all life's really about. And as long as you got at least, you know, one or two people that really do that for you, then I think you'll be in good shape. So I think that's ultimately what that comes down to. But there's so many different choices in life that just I'm trying to break it down into two sectors, like professionally and personally. But you could really go talk about this in a financial state. You could talk about this in, God, I don't even know. I don't even know. So many different ways. You can relate it to religion, as Gabe grabs his Bible now and looks for a verse.
You keep talking, man. You good. I thought of something. Just keep going.
Yeah, man. It's just, it's wild how, you know, life can take us in a bunch of different directions. And I think he intends to show us the things that, you know, maybe we weren't expecting to see as well. And the stuff that you learn in the classroom or the stuff that you hear from your friends, like, a lot of that stuff comes up again. Like, you'll see certain patterns in people over time if you really start to think of just how people act, why they want to act that way, and just having, like, sympathy and empathy towards them, you know? That really helps me understand my friends, understand people. Like, you know, if I'm mad at a security guard for whatever reason on campus, it's like, okay, let me back up. Let me put myself in their shoes. Understand they didn't come up with the rules. I'm just not following them. They just got to enforce it. That's it. Like, like, what kind of person would I be if I were to be mad at them for something that's out of their control, you know? So just having the maturity to kind of understand that, too, is important. But, yeah, I digress. A lot of stuff said. Why'd y'all let me talk that
long? That's good. Oh, you hit the floor, bro. Yeah. That's good, though, man.
What do you think, Gabe?
What do I think?
About what he said.
I'm gonna
what he asked.
Restate it just so I know that you're clear. You said specifically like you have like a lot of different paths going on. You feel like you don't really know what it is.
It's kind of just like the blurriness, I guess, of the future. Or like, you know, it's like looking through a blurry glass and there's like a million different paths and you just kind of you gotta guess.
to be honest,
that's what I'm doing. I'm just guessing, you know.
That is, man. I understand that. I think there's like two types of guessing. There's like guessing just because, or there's like taking an educated guess, right? Yeah. So like, I know one thing that he was saying that was really good was he talks about what he wanted, and he made guesses based off of what he wanted in hopes that it would lead him towards something. Right. And so I think the first step is really just kind of figuring out what you want or what you think it should look like. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You don't even really have to have necessarily like a word or something like that. Or it could just be a singular word. But it doesn't need to look like everything else that's out there. It could look something completely different. And I relate to having something that looks like it's going to be completely different because I don't like stuff that looks the same, you know. I like stuff that looks different. Yeah. And like personally, I get that a lot. A lot of different paths you can choose. And I guess my question for you is, what is it that you think you want? Not necessarily how you think you should get there, but just like blanketly, what do you think you want?
Just like a broad.
Yeah. Just like what does the, what's the, like, what does the vision look like? What is the end result? Or like, what does it look like for you to arrive at where you would want to go?
Oh man. I want to find something in college that I actually enjoy, because mm-hmm. I've been going for a while and yeah. can't say I've enjoyed it at all.
Yeah.
So that is a reason I'm bouncing around with my majors. Right. Got into fitness a lot. That's just like taken over my whole life in a good way.
Yeah.
Cause I love it. But, yeah, man, I don't know. I don't really have like an end vision, I guess.
Yeah.
It would be great to bodybuild and all that.
Yeah.
I'm just getting started, if that's the case, you know.
Right.
Because it takes a long time. But, yeah, I guess that would be a long-term goal to bodybuild and maybe compete. And
yeah.
I'd love to get into, like, the social media industry in that aspect. And
oh, yeah.
I've also wanted to open a gym-restaurant combo.
Okay.
I've been hearing a lot about it.
Call on chicken and rice?
No, dude, I thought about it too much. Like bulking menus and cutting menus.
Yeah.
Like the smoothie bars and stuff. Maybe even like open a side store, my own brand.
Yeah.
And have like, you know, wraps and belts and
okay.
All, you know, all that stuff.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
All right. That sounds like a vision to me.
Yeah.
I can see the picture clearly.
I thought about going to business for that.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I could make that happen sooner rather than later, you know?
Yeah.
That's not exactly something you need to go to school for 8 years to do. It's just like opening a building and a gym. I mean, you need licenses, but that's what you go to business for. My thing is, I would enjoy the end, like getting there.
Mm-hmm.
How am I going to handle doing the business? Because I don't like business.
You don't like business?
I don't.
Oh, so you tried the business idea itself, but maybe it's like the – you like the idea and where the idea could lead you.
Pretty much. I mean, I would like to own it and like be a part of that and say that I did it and own it, you know, and that would be a big accomplishment. But like going through the business classes, like I wouldn't know till I tried, but I feel like I would be pretty miserable.
Yeah.
It's a lot of math.
Why do you think there is some math, but why do you think you'd be miserable taking the business classes?
I'm not much of like a numbers guy, like behind the scenes stuff. I would rather be the dude you see at the front desk that's like, this guy's the owner. Like, he walks around here and works out and talks to people.
To the face of the company.
Yeah, I want to be, I want to do everything, but like, I don't know.
Not that everything.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess.
I understand that.
You know what I mean? Like, I want to be a part of all of it, but I don't necessarily want to deal with all of it, I guess.
Mm-hmm. I got
you. I don't know.
Well, before you decide, like, whether or not you wouldn't be good at that portion, you know what I'm saying? At least for me, I noticed that whenever something applies to what I'm learning that I want to do, it makes me that much more invested to learning it.
That's true.
But when there's no application, I'm like, have you had any business courses before? Or
I think not since high school.
No? Would you be able to take a course before you declared the major?
I don't
probably
think so.
Yeah,
maybe
you probably
I might
could
be able to sneak it in there. Right now, my major is nutrition, though.
Okay.
So if they have it as an elective, I think I could.
Yeah.
But I might have to. I would. I switched my major so much already. I might as well just switch it to try
it. Well, you can keep nutrition. Well, I think what's interesting about that too, right, is like you're learning nutrition and everything, and talking about like this idea of like a restaurant and like gyms and meal plans and everything. Like if you understand nutrition, you now have like a degree that shows you have a background in how to properly structure people's meals, which is a skill that I would rather somebody have if they're going to tell me what to eat for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, no.
Yeah. Hey.
Yeah. So.
Right.
Very true.
Yeah, that's kind of what I went into nutrition thinking was like, if I did want to make this my end goal,
yeah,
it's gonna help.
Yeah. Yeah, and who's to say that you won't meet somebody who has an interest in, they don't want an idea, but they love business, so they just want to work in that, you know?
That's true.
Like, many things get built through partnerships and, like, teamwork or networking, not necessarily through, like, that's what we got to talk about today, is if you think about just the whole world as a in general, especially on social media, you got the drop shipping, the Amazon FBA, the affiliate marketing, the SMMA, the coaching, the all this stuff. They're always talking about these like self-made millionaires, these self-made business owners, and like all of these like self-made this and that. And like, I started selling drop shipping these products from China, and I made 14K my first month. And I'm like, bro, you know, like, that's crazy. But that ain't got nothing to do with me. And I think we can kind of hurt ourselves looking at like the world around us in that respect, saying like, well, if I'm not doing this, then I'm not going to be successful. Or if what I do doesn't look like this, then it's not going to be successful. And you can kind of psych yourself out trying stuff because, you know, people romanticize what success will look like, you know? Like driving Ferraris and BMWs and, you know, all types of stuff, man. McLarens, Lamborghinis, G-Wagons, yeah. You name it. Like, people put all that stuff out there on social media and, like, look what I did. Look what I got going on. And it's like, you think you're further behind than you actually are just because you got an idea, but you don't have everything you need to start with yet, you know? And it's like, so some 15-year-old spent, you know, $5,000 on a course to learn how to drop ship. Do you got $5,000 to spend on a course?
Nope.
I didn't think so. So that's my point, right? It's like, you can't even beat yourself up for not even really like trying stuff, because it's like, you know, you work with what you got, you know?
It's true.
Some people got that money to go spend to learn how to do that stuff from a person who's done it really well, and they take what they've learned and they go do it, and they do it really well and they get successful. And that's them. Maybe they get it when they're at 20 years old. Maybe they get it at 40. Maybe at 60, you know? But I think I've beaten myself up looking like or feeling like I should be farther along than I actually am just because there's someone else who looks like me halfway around the world who's doing what I want to be doing, right?
Yeah.
And you can
like this.
You can burn your own crops doing that.
Yeah.
You know, like, God can put seeds in you and you can dig it out because you're looking at someone else's field, right? And so there's a verse in here that's, I read this a while back, and this is really interesting because you said you have these ideas, and you said you have these plans of what you want to do, and even you have these plans, but you basically have taken this route already. Like, you did it without even knowing, but you have these plans, and this is what it says, Proverbs 16, for anyone who doesn't know about Proverbs, Proverbs written by King Solomon. So King Solomon was believed to be, like, the wisest king, like, the wisest, like, the smartest, the wealthiest, like, he was that dude in every capacity that you could think of. And he said, chapter 16, to humans belong the plans of the heart, but from the Lord comes the proper answer of the tongue. All a person's ways seem pure to them, but motives are weighed by the Lord. So going back to, like, heart's intentions, right? And then it says, commit to the Lord whatever you do, and he will establish your plans. The Lord works out everything to its proper end, even the wicked for a day of disaster. The Lord detests all the proud of heart, but sure of this, they will not go unpunished. Through love and faithfulness, sin is atoned for. Through the fear of the Lord, evil is avoided. When the Lord takes pleasure in anyone's way, he causes their enemies to make peace with them. Better a little with righteousness than much gain with injustice. Right? So you can get wealthy and all that, you know what I'm saying? You can move far, but if, like, you cheat people along the way, obviously, you know. This is in verse 9. In their hearts, humans plan their course, but the Lord establishes their steps. Right? So, like, you have an idea of where you want to go, but it's like you got 10 different routes you could take. You could go the nutrition route. You could go the fitness route. You can do exercise science. You can go business, admin. And no matter what you do, you're already developing a passion for these things. If you're going to the gym, researching this stuff, you want to start building a social media presence. Like, these things, the way that you choose, you're going to learn along the way, especially when he was talking about doing the broadcasting stuff, right? I remember when you had the podcast going on with like those guys in baseball. Was I don't even know the
whole context of the story. Actually, Michael was a part of that.
Okay, so yeah, perfect, right? Yeah. Like, yeah, you tried something. About,
yeah. Shout out Sunset Beach Ballers. We drop daily. You just ain't seen it yet.
It's been 2 years.
It's been 2 years. Don't check us out.
That is I'm funny. Just kidding. No, but like that's a great example of that, right? It's like, you try something, you see what you like about it, you see what you don't, and then you move forward from there, right? Maybe you don't like the business stuff. But maybe you meet somebody at your college who's like, oh, snap, they want to be in business, but they don't want to do any idea stuff. And actually trust them, you know? Because trust is a huge part about going into the business. Yeah, I wouldn't go into business with somebody that I don't trust, like, with that kind of – and the thing is, too, is like, it's not just like a business idea. It's kind of like – your baby. So you want to make sure they have the same vision that you have in terms of how it should be treated, or you develop a vision together. So that way it's not being pulled in different directions, right?
Yeah.
And so like you're having these ideas about, you know, the gym and the getting the fitness industry, the nutrition, like all those things are like genius money things. You know what I'm saying? Like all those things make sense, right? You like you when you build a business, one thing I've been learning is it's important to build an ecosystem. Right. You, like you build an ecosystem that creates a profitable business. So like you have a gym and then you can have memberships. You can have a restaurant with meal plans, nutrition. People who go to the gym who are serious about the gym would want meal plans that are tailored to how they're supposed to be eating at that time going on with how they train. So they'll go there. Maybe you get involved with athletes. OK, well, now you have somebody who works with athletes. Right. It's like, the way business is set up is through the connections of what we love and enjoy. Like, there's a reason why I can invite him to be on the podcast. He's my boy. But if he don't know how to talk, would it really be a good fit for him to be on the podcast? I don't think so.
No.
That's just straight up. Like, if he didn't know how to, like, articulate the way that he does or didn't have some ideas or, like, how to really voice certain things, it's just, like, I can bring him on here. But just the idea of relationship itself doesn't warrant him a seat at the table. But yeah, the relationship that I chose to have with him was particular because I'm like, this guy is different from every other guy. He gets a seat at this table. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you're obviously going to run into people that are going to be like, yeah, you definitely don't meet the cut, bro. And that's okay. We can be homies. We can go to Chick-fil-A and keep it at that.
Yeah.
You know? But some people you might meet are like, this is somebody worth more investing into in our relationship than just the Chick-fil-A. You know? They might be worth, you know, an extra lunch or just meeting up talking about life or whatever. Mm-hmm. We're actually working on actual things together, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna read that one again because that's a really good one. And it says, chapter 16 verse 9 in Proverbs, in their hearts humans plan their course, but the Lord establishes their steps. So that whole verse is supposed to be like, don't worry about which step to take next, but just worry about the next one, which is what I've been working on right now. Is like, let me take the step that's right in front of me and do that well, and then when God gives me the next step, I'll take that one, right?
Yeah.
But if you're still stepping and you're worried about 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 steps ahead right now, sometimes that's wise to think about. It's wise to think about, but it's not wise to act on, right? You can't take your sixth step if you're still on your first or second. So it's good to think about, because now you're like, well, at some point I might need to know how to do this.
Yeah.
Not right now. Not me. Not right now. I'm going to wait if I can. Shoot. Like, I'm gonna take my time with it, you know?
Yeah. But even something more just going off of that. Mm-hmm. You were talking, Gabe, you were talking about comparisons a little bit.
Yeah.
Just like comparing yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I couldn't even tell you how many times like I've been tempted by, you know, greed, jealousy, mm-hmm. comparisons, and like it is so easy to lose your track if you look out your rearview window, because like everybody really does have a different timeline in life.
Mm-hmm.
God intends it. I think it is great enough that I feel like God really does have,
mm-hmm.
you know, a voice in this, and that he shows us these different things when we're ready at different times.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So sometimes it may be 45 before somebody gets like an awakening or something like that, or they see something that we noticed since we were 15. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's just that's dependent on who you're around, what environment you're in, what you choose to do with your time, what you're passionate about, and all those things change. And that's what makes your, you know, your experiences and your perspectives change as well. So, look, I mean, I wouldn't have learned more about myself without indulging in some of those, like, you know, everybody's gotten, you know, greed, pride, all of that, you know, taken over sometimes. You know, I needed that for sure. I, looking back, obviously you don't want to think about it, but like, it's so freaking important to understand that, you know, it's always going to be there. You just have to accept it, and you got to keep it moderate, and you got to make sure that it does not distract you from anybody else, because you're the only one that matters. You make decisions for yourself in life. Like, it is important to keep family in mind and your friends and everything and show compassion, but at the same time, it's your life at the same time. So people forget to prioritize themselves first. Could not be me. No, man, no. It's tough too, because I mean, we're in an age too with social media. It's like,
it's terrible.
Oh my God. Just like looking online, seeing what's going on, seeing likes and everything. You wanna be liked. It's great to see when you post a sick flick on Instagram, you know, you looking good and you getting hundreds of likes. It's like, yeah, I'm him. But it's like at the same time, are you really though? Like, it's Instagram. You know what I'm saying? Like,
choose your battles.
So many people you will never meet in your whole life. You know what I'm saying?
Like, you can post the, like, Gabe, this isn't you at all. But like, you can post. You can post.
He's like, hey, bro. This
you
is,
can post
this
like
this ain't you.
Surface level like pictures sometimes, and then on Crooked Sticks, when you have content that is engaging and it's videos, and you're talking about real stuff, that's bound to do well. You know what I'm saying?
Sometimes
so it's really just, and you can't control other people's lenses either.
Yeah.
So if you feel like you've done everything you can to make a person like you, and they still don't. Drop it, man. It's out of your control. It's out of your control. You can just do everything you can, and you just got to know deep down that, you know, if you love yourself, that's all that matters. That's really what it comes down to, and it's taken me a long time to really understand that too, especially this summer. Just because just being away from home, it's like, you know, I'm making all these judgment calls on my own. Like, I'm not talking to my friends about it. I'm not talking to my parents about it, really. I'm talking to my parents after the fact. And I they're telling me, they're like, why'd you do that? It's like, well, I wanted to see what happened. So, like, mess around and find out. I can't say the actual.
That's crazy. That's funny, bro.
But you need to mess around and find out sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Like, trial and error, that's all life is. But you got to believe in yourself, and you got to love yourself. And you got to have good people in your circle that help you love yourself as well. That's important. Because, I mean, outside affirmation ain't all of it, but it definitely plays a part. We can't do life without each other, man. So that's my piece on it.
That's the thing, too, especially just with social media nowadays. It's like, they'll prioritize self so much to make it seem like you got to do it on your own. It's like, no, you need your circle. You know, like, there are moments in life when if you didn't have your circle, it would be a big difference between your success and not being successful. You know, like, it can be a difference between life and death sometimes, because, like, maybe you're in a place where, like, you're struggling mentally, emotionally, spiritually, whatever it is. And it's like your circle, who God's put around you, are the people that are like, yeah, they're meant to help pull you through this part of your life, right? Because it's gonna be difficult. And so what he's saying is 100% facts.
You need people. I'll tell you how it is.
You need people, man. You need people. You need that circle.
Yeah, and like you said, you need people to hold you accountable, because if I mess up and I don't hear nothing from my boys, I'm like, come on. Put me in my place, please. Like, I'm acting up,
guys. Come on now.
Come on. I don't like what I'm doing. There's no way you guys like what I'm doing.
Yeah.
But that goes back to perspective again. And I don't want to go through that rabbit hole again. Yeah. Just about how you perceive something versus how others perceive your actions. That's that's a whole different level of psychology that I haven't even fully grasped yet. That's just insane to me.
Yeah. Psychology.
Because you can never know what other people think of you, really. Unless they're just straight up with you.
Yeah. Y'all, it's been a pleasure. Thank you guys for tuning in to Crooked Sticks, the community of conversation where we encourage you in your faith. Thank you guys for tuning in. And if you haven't already, check out the Instagram. That's really all we got. I ain't gonna hold you. Check out the Instagram. Check out platforms gabriel.b.planted. And we will see y'all when we see y'all. Yes. Peace.
Peace.